rolling into April. Rocking and rolling into April. What's up, guys?
Heyo.
Law and Disorder coming at you with Law and Disorderly news for the week of April the 1st, 2024. Oh my lord, we are in April.
And just a heads up, we're not actually recording this on April 1st. So this isn't a joke. This is all real news we're going to talk about.
This is real news, even though it sounds absurd sometimes. Before we get too far into it, let's thank the sponsors. Let's thank Wayspace Audio for the music. Young Ideas Dish, hit them up for all of your Dish, Google product, and cellular needs. And we are here, and again, we are talking Law and Disorderly news for the week of April the 1st, 2024. And we are rolling into April now.
Yep, and we're going to roll into April with a scary story. Well, scary as in like gross scary. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. Not like, woo, scary.
The world is ending. Yeah. But it might kind of seem like it. So I read an article earlier that's talking about how this year we're going to have like an Armageddon of cicadas.
Cicadas,
however you pronounce it.
They actually sound scarier when you call them cicadas.
I think they're scarier calling them cicadas.
Cicadas coming to get you. Cicada the movie.
So I didn't know this, but okay. I know what cicadas are, right? They're those bugs that come out, you know, midsummer. They're there for the summer and they make that really, really loud, like chirping, like almost like a siren sound. And you can hear it from really far away. And when you hear it, you know, it's hot outside.
I thought you were describing a 2-year-old.
No, I'm describing an insect.
Oh, well, that described a 2-year-old too.
Oh man, look at me. So I didn't know this, but there's actually like two types of cicadas. So there's the normal one that comes out like every year in the summer, but there's actually another, like, I don't want to say species, but it's like their cousin. That doesn't come out every year, but it comes out from the ground every 13 or 17 years. Kind of like the It Clown, you know?
What?
And these cicadas are bigger and louder than the normal cicadas we get every year.
No.
Yes.
They're more annoying?
Yes.
And they're coming this year?
Yes. And apparently, it's not just, you know, a few. It's going to be a lot to the point where they're going to cover our houses, you know, our sheds, our cars, and they're going to leave their exoskeletons everywhere. To the point where the ground's going to be crunchy.
Okay, so let me remind everybody. This is not an April Fool's week like show. We're not making fun of, like, we're not mocking you guys. We're not trying to punk you. This is really going to happen. Summer 2024, we're going to have these once in a 13-year cicadas come out and attack us.
Yeah, they're actually known as periodical cicadas.
Oh my God.
Versus the annual cicada.
Oh my God. Well, so what time of year do they, like, when can we expect them to start showing up?
So it depends on where you live, but they said that they can start emerging because they're in the ground, like in hibernation, right? So once the ground reaches 64 degrees Fahrenheit, then they can start emerging from their slumber.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Trillions. Trillions. That was the number that was in the article. Trillions. Not millions, not billions, but trillions.
Mm-hmm. And not only are they annoying, but these bugs, because so many are coming out at once, they can really hurt a lot of young crops. They can hurt young trees if they don't take any preventative measures against it. And also, because these cicadas are a different, you know, strand cousin species, apparently they are much louder. So we've all heard cicadas and how annoying they are. You can hear them from far away. They're very, very loud. Well, apparently these are louder. So I think it talked about how loud they're going to get. Where does it say that? But apparently the decibels are going to be so high for these things. Like if you put your ear next to one, they said it's the equivalent decibels of putting your ear next to an airplane engine.
What?
Yes.
And they come out like, they make those noises mainly at night, don't they?
I think it could be during the day too.
But I think I've heard them a lot at night. So you're going to be trying to sleep and it sounds like you're living next to the airport.
Okay. It says it's up to the 110 decibel range.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh my Lord.
Now, granted, the article does say that it doesn't mean like one cicada is that loud, but because of the number of cicadas that are going to be, you know, emerging, if like you walked up to a tree or a place out in nature that had a lot of these in one spot, like covering a tree, that's when it could get to the decibel range of a jet engine.
Oh my God, it's going to sound like the whole tree is screaming. That's what somebody said in the article.
It's dying.
Wow. That's intense. That's intense. They're calling it Cicadageddon. It sounds
Cicadageddon.
Like a, it sounds like a movie for sure. Cicadageddon. It sounds like, you know, did you ever see Sharknado?
No, I didn't.
Where it was like a shark and a tornado. And it was really obscure and like weird. And the Sci-Fi Channel did one. And then like they released several over a course of a couple of years. And they all got more ridiculous. That's kind of like what this sounds like. It sounds like an old sci-fi movie. Like a Sci-Fi Channel movie of the week called Cicadageddon. That's what it sounds like to me. So coming to your life in the next couple of weeks, Cicadageddon. Check it out.
I'm not even ready for regular cicadas to come out. Now I have to deal with this.
Yeah, and you know what? The other thing to take into consideration is that if there's that many of them, are they going to mess with stuff? Like, are they going to mess with, like, your air conditioner, you know, when it's running outside? Is it going to get clogged? Are they going to get into your, like, your stuff in your car? You know, you got air like an air filter, and you're supposed to change that out every so often. Like, are you going to get those things sucked into your car? Like where the air filter is or the cabin air filter.
Ew.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And the other thing too, sometimes when you get a lot of bugs, they smell, especially when it's like a big group of dead bugs. Is it going to, like, are a bunch of dead cicadas going to stink up the joint? Like, we're talking trillions here. We're not talking a few. Like, and are they going to just be everywhere? Am I going to walk out and there's just going to be like a sea of these little shells just... Sound like I'm walking on a styrofoam?
When they shed their exoskeletons, yeah.
But I'm saying, like, is it going to be, like, just big, like, just bodies everywhere?
I'm expecting to see them more on, like, fences and the sides of houses and sheds and things like that. Because that's where I can see them with, like, the annual cicadas that come out. But when that happens, I see, like, one or two. I don't see a bunch, but this year it's saying like I'm gonna see a bunch on my fence in one spot. It's
saying you're gonna see trillions, Caitlin.
Yeah, I'll see trillions of them, of course.
Okay, so we have that to worry about, or that to look forward to, however you want to see it. Another thing coming up next week to look forward to, the solar eclipse. Yes. Is coming finally. We've been hearing about it for months. There's a countdown on the local news. Like there's a tick. There's a little timer like on the, in the corner of the channel, like countdown to eclipse. Like it's New Year's.
Well, it's a big deal.
It's a really big deal. It is a big deal. It's, what is it? Once in 400 years or something that this thing's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, well, it's coming.
Yes. And everyone's talking about it. And one article really popped out at me because, you know, leading up to the eclipse, they have maps, right? A map of where the shadow mm-hmm. of the eclipse is supposed to, you know, land across the United States. And apparently the map has changed as of this week. As of this recording.
Where's it going now?
It's not changing for everybody. It's mostly people like in the Northeast. So up towards like New York, Maine, Delaware, that area of the continent.
Mm-hmm.
But it is changing just a little bit. So they're saying that this new view is more accurate. I don't know how it can be when it's not so different that you're like, oh, you know, we had it completely wrong. I think it's just moving by a few miles. You know, it's nothing big, but I just think it was interesting. So especially if you're someone who's going to be traveling to see the eclipse, or maybe you think you live in an area that you're going to be in the line of totality, make sure you're looking at the right map, y'all. That's kind of the lesson to learn from all of this.
So we are in the line of totality, being in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And what they were saying on the news, I think yesterday, or maybe it was even today, at the time of this recording, that now there's a chance of, like, not partly cloudy, but, like, very cloudy. There's, like, a high risk of clouds during the time frame of this thing. So they're like, yeah, there's a chance we're going to have a ton of cloud coverage when this eclipse hits.
This once in a lifetime experience we won't see in the North Texas area because of clouds.
Yeah, like they show like there's a little cloud meter and they talk about it on the weather, you know, local news does weather at like 7 a.m. and noon and 4 and 7 and 10, whatever, 5-6 times a day, and that's one of the things they're talking about is the weather. And how the weather is gonna play into what we're gonna see and not see. So we got that going for us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's also some more stuff to think about the eclipse. What's some other stuff people need to really consider going into this weekend?
Something you need to consider is that if you live in or near the line of totality, so where you'll see the full eclipse, you need to be prepared for an influx of people coming to your city, and you need to be more prepared for horrible, horrible traffic. Horrible.
They're saying... No, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, like, do we all get Monday off? We don't. We all have to go to work Monday.
So a lot of the kids are out of school. Well, one, because of the traffic, but then two, I don't think the schools want the liability of kids looking up at the sky and hurting their eyes, you know, looking at the sun, hurting their eyes. So I think they'd rather just let the kids stay at home. That way, if the kid looks up and damages their retina because they stared at something too long, then that's on mom and dad because they let them do it. You know, I think that's one of the reasons why. But yeah, they're saying you should fill up your gas tank, and because traffic might be so bad, you might run out of gas.
Well, not only that, but because of the influx of people that are coming in, just gas stations are going to run out of gas. Like, if you want to go gas up because it's just, you know, a regular day for you, you're not going anywhere out of town, your gas station might be out of gas because people that have traveled into your area have bought it all.
That too. They were saying like bottled water, like stuff like that. It's going to be like the Super Bowl. Like the stores have to have extra water, extra sodas, extra beer, because there's going to be so many people. So where I live in a town of approximately 20 to 25,000 people. We're a smaller town. Our county is pretty small. Maybe 100,000 people total in the county. And that's like four or five towns, you know. They're saying that we might have an influx of up to 200,000 people in the county. 200 additional thousand people.
I hope you are prepared, Sergio.
They issued the governor like proclaimed it a state of emergency because they're supposed to have like extra like road crews and law enforcement and all that to help guide traffic, to help obviously watch out for, you know, criminals and all that stuff. Yeah, apparently it's like a whole thing. And I live here. I'm from here. And I'm cool with the eclipse. I'm like, I'm ready for that. Like, look up, look at the eclipse. But all I want to do is go to work on Monday. Go to work, leave for lunch for like an hour, go watch the eclipse with my family, and go back to work. No big deal. But they make it sound like I'm not going to be able to do that. They make it sound like I'm trapped at work or I'm trapped at home because it'll take me an hour to commute, you know, 3 miles.
You know, I was this close to asking you if I could come like over to your house because where you live is in the line of totality. And so even though I also live pretty much in the line of totality as well, I think the eclipse is going to be maybe like 10 or 15 seconds longer where you live. And I was like, oh, maybe I can just go over to Sergio's place and see it there to get the full effect. No, I'm not coming. I'm not leaving my house.
I mean, you're welcome to come over, but I just don't know how welcoming I'll be if I have all these other yahoos I got to worry about in my neighborhood.
I don't want to have to worry about getting stuck in traffic jams, there's an accident or anything like that. Because I'm also working that day and I'm just taking a long lunch. But I mean, I can't risk it.
There are people coming from like all over the world to view this. And I get it. It's a big deal. It's not going to happen again in any of our lifetimes. Guaranteed. But it's like 4 minutes. 4.5 minutes, something like that. Like, do I need all these people here for that? Like, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's turned into a thing. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm turning very, like, grumpy old man the more I think about this.
Well, go get your gas. Go get your water. Go get your food and snacks. And then also be prepared for your internet to, like, not work. Because apparently that's a big thing, too.
Your phones? Oh, my God. AT&T could have the same issue they had a couple weeks ago. Because everybody's congesting your lines.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't think about any of that. I'm not going to get any work done on Monday, am I?
I mean, I'm probably not either. Because I work from home on Mondays. If my internet goes out, I can't do anything.
So I manage a small car dealership off of a main road. Like, we're off of like one of the main roads in town. So my biggest thing is I'm afraid I'm going to be sitting there all day shushing people off my lot and be like, get out of here. We're definitely not big enough to equip a bunch of people just hanging out to watch an eclipse. So a part of me is going to be like, I'm going to spend the whole day being the bad guy. Being like, go, like, don't be parking here.
You might have to put signs up or something.
Oh my God. Like when you have when you go to a concert in a residential area and like all those people have to, they either cone everything off or they charge admission.
Or that, exactly. This is a great opportunity, Sergio, to charge admission. Oh, you want to park here? You know, $20 for the day.
There are people charging $50 and $100.
You could charge someone to park in your driveway street.
The local bar, they've got 300 parking spots apparently, and they're going to have a band and DJs and food trucks and stuff. And they're charging like $50 for vehicles and then like $100 for RVs. And they're like, space is limited, only 300. I'm like, you're going to fill that thing up? You think 300 people are going to come?
So, you know, I think they will fill it up. That's a lot of money.
I know. And there's a festival, like the local movie theater here. They're doing like the little strip mall they're located in. They're going to have food trucks. They're going to have bands too. They're going to play Armageddon movies. So I think they're going to play like Armageddon and E.T. and something else. I think 2012. Like they're going to play like, you know, doom and gloom movies, I guess. So everybody's just having fun with it. Like they're just whatever. So
long story short. Prepare yourselves, no matter where you live. Just prepare.
Prepare and over-prepare. The,
yes.
The vandals and the looters are coming for 4 minutes of your life. Just be ready. Well. I'm so, like, butthurt by this. All of a sudden, now it, like, dawns on me. It's like, crap.
Gotta deal with now you're not looking forward to it.
No, now I'm really not. So the eclipse will be here on April the 8th, 1:40-ish p.m. Central Time, I believe. So, yeah, it's coming. Get ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready for everything that comes with it. All weekend, apparently. Apparently, starting Saturday, it's going to turn into a zoo around here.
Some people are flying in. I read an article that said that 99% of the hotels in Dallas are booked.
Yes, fully. And they were charging like Super Bowl numbers, like stupid, like $500 for a Motel 6. It was like weird stuff, you know?
People Jeez. Mean business.
They do mean business. So we got one more story here. And this one here is a little disturbing. I'm a little upset by it. More than I am the eclipse. Do you ever go to McDonald's?
Rarely. Occasionally.
Okay. Well, one of the things that people that frequent McDonald's really like, they really enjoy it. They love them some ice cream. They, you know, they love the little cone and some of the, you know, and they like the little sundae, the little soft serve sundae with nuts and chocolate and blah, blah, blah.
Who doesn't like a good soft serve?
They love that. The McFlurry, you know, you got to use that ice cream to make the McFlurry, all that stuff. Yeah. Who doesn't like a good ice cream on a hot day? You like a good ice cream, But the thing that you run into more often than not is that the damn machine is always broken.
Broken. I've heard this.
Broken. Like you go up there and you're like, hey, you know, I want to order this, this, and this. I'm throwing an ice cream. Oh, the machine's broken. And in the old days, we used to think people were just lazy because it's like, oh, they don't want to have to fire it up because then they're going to have to clean it. That was the thing we were always told, like even as a teenager. And that was 20-something years ago. It's like they're lazy because they don't want to have to clean it. If it gets dirty, they're going to have to clean it again. So, you know, they don't want to mess with it. They'd rather just say it's broken. Well, apparently there's more to the story. Apparently, sometimes they don't want to fix it. They don't want to do it because they claim it's broken and they just don't want to clean it. But sometimes the damn thing is really broken. But you know why? Sometimes it seems like it's always broken.
A lot of people in that area want ice cream.
No, it's because there is only one authorized service provider. One. That is
to fix the machine?
Yes. There is one service provider out of the state of Illinois called Taylor Company. They are the only company that is an authorized service provider.
So by law, they're the only ones that can fix the machines.
Yes. They are the only ones that can do it. That it is their brand of machine, and there is a copyright law that says that only they can repair their machines. So the government, the United States government, the Department of Justice is doing like an investigation, and they're trying to overcome this. they're trying to make it, because it's a copyright thing apparently. Because it's their brand and it's their piece of machinery, they have copyright over it to where you're not authorized to work on it. So the government is trying to figure out a way to where other people can work on it. And this Taylor Company manufactures commercial grill equipment, cold drink machines, and these ice cream machines. But so they're trying to fix that because it takes so long to repair these. These things can take up to 90 days for this company to come out and fix the downed machine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Now they're trying to make an amendment to the whole like copyright act for this.
Yes. Apparently there was a law that was passed, but it didn't equal repairs for this. It was mainly more for like copyright of like music and movies and stuff like that. And now they're trying to make an amendment to where the copyright protection is also a part of this, like I guess proprietary equipment like this.
Huh.
But so do you know how much they lose a day when this machine is down?
Like how much McDonald's loses?
Yes.
It's probably what, a few hundred dollars at least.
$625 per day loss of sales.
It doesn't sell $600 worth of ice cream a day.
And it doesn't sound like much, but when you think about it, it's like $2, $3 an ice cream. So it does it does add up really fast.
So you said $6.95?
$6.25 a day.
$6.25, and then let's say it takes 90 days to get their repair people there.
Mm-hmm.
That's $56,250.
In 90 days. But check this out. So these wait times obviously are ridiculously long. Do you know what this company charges for a technician to come out and to work on this?
I bet they charge a lot because they know they're the only ones.
You're going to be mind blown by this.
Tell me.
They charge $300, not per hour, not per half hour, per 15 minutes.
What?
$300. If it takes an hour, that's $1,200.
If they're there 4 hours, it's $4,800.
Yes.
I am working in the wrong line of business. I need to learn how to repair this ice cream machine.
Yes.
I want to get paid this money.
But that is ridiculous. And it's like I said, it's a 90-day backlog. So, and that's saying it's an average of 90 days. So obviously it could be more. It could be less. But it's an average. And this one company holds the monopoly over this. That's insane. And then the amount that they charge. And that's, to me, that sounds ridiculous even for a conglomerate like McDonald's. Because you got to understand, they're all franchises. They're all, they're all individually owned. I don't think McDonald's actually owns most of these. I think they're all franchises. So that's a lot of money when it's not the McDonald's Corporation paying for it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I think this is why we stick to Dairy Queen people.
Because their equipment doesn't break.
Their equipment doesn't break, and you know, it's not owned by this private company, so other people can come fix it, and you know, that's what they specialize in is dairy and ice cream. So they gotta be on top of it.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, I think Dairy Queen has their own equipment too. I think theirs is proprietary, but I don't think theirs is like this. I don't think it's as ironclad and it's as locked down like this where nobody else can work on it. Because if I'm not mistaken, I believe Dairy Queen produces their own machine. Like, I believe it's their own machine that they've created. Somebody told me that before. Don't ask me how I know these weird things. But that's different. The company has created their own machine. So they have their own group of technicians that can work on them. But this is an entirely different story. This isn't McDonald's that created this machine. This is some third-party company that they buy from that has a monopoly on their own item.
Wow.
So that's different. You are literally just at the beck and call of these people, of this company out of Illinois.
Yay, capitalism.
Dude, that is so wild, though. $300 for 15 minutes. We are in the wrong line of work. I need to go work for this company, and I need to go work on these ice cream machines.
Did you read the end of this article by chance?
No. What happened at the end?
Okay. So since we can't guarantee that your ice cream machine at your McDonald's is going to be working, there is actually a website that you can go to before you head to your local McDonald's that will tell you if the ice cream machine at that McDonald's is working or not.
What?
Yeah. So in October 2020, there was a software engineer named Rashik Saheed, and he was getting really upset that every time he went to McDonald's and tried to order an ice cream sundae, the machine would be broken. And so instead of going to Dairy Queen like a normal person, He actually created his own website called McBroken, which gives real-time updates on which McDonald's ice cream machines are working or not. And there's even a U.S. map on there that you can find the location of a working ice cream machine closest to you.
Oh, my gosh.
And how did he do this, you might ask? Well, back in 2020, he tweeted that he reverse engineered McDonald's internal API, and he's currently placing an order worth of $18,752 every minute at every McDonald's in the United States to figure out which locations have a broken ice cream machine.
Oh my gosh. So he's literally trying to order a sundae from every location. Every minute.
Yes.
And if it doesn't place the order, then he knows it's broken.
Yep.
Does he have to pay for that order? Or is he just or is he just getting to the part where it's like, I guess if you get to step two, then you know that it's working.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure if you try to order it, you know, it tells you you cannot order from this location at this time. And that's what it's looking for.
And
so it's refreshing every minute on that.
Oh my gosh. This dude here, he's got way too much time on his hands.
We need more people like this.
We need more patriots like this guy here. Rashid Zaheed is a real American hero.
Yes, you are doing the Lord's work, sir.
Again, the website is McBroken.
McBroken. I gotta see if this is still a thing. It says so in the article.
McBroken is also the wallet of the franchises when they're trying to pay the bill to get this thing fixed.
It totally works. I'm on it right now.
McBroken.
Oh my goodness. So when you go to the website, it looks pretty simple. So it pulls up a whole map of the U.S. and you see a bunch of green dots and then a bunch of red dots. So the green dots mean it's working. The red dots mean it's broken. And then there's gray dots for stores that we don't know about.
Oh my Lord. This is great. So, the internet's great. Can I say?
In Dallas, which is where Sergio and I are based out of, it looks like 11.11% of all the McDonald's in Dallas have a working ice cream machine.
11%?
11%.
Holy jeez.
Well, in New York, it's only 14.29%.
Gosh. Is there a state that has a higher percentage?
Let's see. Philadelphia is the highest percentage at 27.5%.
That's it? Only a quarter of them?
Boston is 0%, so sorry if you live in Boston.
Dude, so if you think about it, these guys can spend weeks in one state, and by the time they're done, like, they would probably need them again to start over. Like, if they start at like the bottom of Texas and work their way up north, by the time they're done, they could probably just go back to the South Texas and start over again. They wouldn't even have to go to another state, but they do.
I'm just looking at like where I live on this map, and the McDonald's closest to me is a big red dot. So that means it's not working. But there are lots of other green dots around it.
What about in my town?
I will check. Give me 1 second. This is fun.
Do you need a zip code?
No. I got you.
I have two in my town. But then I have several other McDonald's within like 10 minutes.
Okay, so the two in your town are both green. You're good.
Good. Okay.
You can dip your French fries and your soft serve in peace.
Well, McBroken. So follow McBroken if you really want to know about this soft serve. Now, I guarantee you after the eclipse comes this week, they're both probably going to be McBroken. And then I'll have to wait until like what? Like Easter of next year to get my soft serve?
Maybe.
So, well, I think that's going to wrap up Law and Disorderly News.
I think so. Now I really want ice cream.
Really want ice cream. Get it now before all the people show up.
Seriously.
All the tourists show up and they take it all. So before we wrap it up, let's thank the sponsors. Let's thank Wayspace Audio for the music. Young Ideas Dish. Hit them up for all of your Dish, Google product, and cellular needs. That's going to wrap up Law and Disorderly News for the week of April the 1st, 2024. When we come back next time, we will be done with the eclipse. Eclipse no more.
And we can talk about the aftermath.
And what, and you know, and then we'll be counting down, you know, 399 years and, you know, 300 days or whatever until the next eclipse.
Oh, I won't be here. I won't be around for that.
I won't either. I don't want to live to be that old. Well, I guess that's it, girl.
It is.
So, on behalf of myself and Miss Caitlin here.
Hey.
We are Law and Disorder, and we will holler at you guys next time.
Bye.
Laters.